And hello, it is Intuitive Soul Radio and your host, Lori Houston. And today we are graced again by Sheila Tricarton, who is our wonderful and amazing animal communicator. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you.
Okay, so, well, we know your journey, we know everything you've done, and I guess now we will just sort of talk about some of the animals that have been sent your way. So why don't you begin with the first one?
The animals that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
We can start with Gabriel. Do you want to
sure.
do that, or
yeah,
do you have
do
a
that.
Preference?
No, that's good.
Okay. Now I just let you know I am connecting with Gabriel through his photograph because that's how I find I can connect easiest and makes it a little bit less difficult for me to do that. I can hone into their energy better. So just looking at Gabriel, I do get that he has quite the personality. He's very playful, very energetic, kind of mischievous at times. Says he likes to purposely get into trouble, and he knows he's doing it, so his owner shouldn't be fooled by that if he plays the, oh, oops, I didn't know any better, I'm just a cat, because that's not true. He literally does things on purpose just to see if he can get some reaction.
I see.
He's showing me something orange. Now, this could be a request. It looks like an orange blanket or might be a rug. But it's something that he wants. It feels like he doesn't have it now. So either they have it in the house and he just doesn't have access to it, or it's something that he's requesting.
Hmm.
And it's that brighter shade of orange, kind of like a 70s orange color.
Hmm.
Orange is usually connected to social, family, happiness, that sort of thing. So that might be an indication to that, his owners, of why he might like something like that. That means that he wants the vibration of that color.
Hmm.
He's talking about really missing that sensation of being able to knead at things and feeling like he needs something to be able to do that with. He shows a piece of cardboard, but looks like it's something specially made for cats in order to knead on. So, again, if he doesn't have that, then that's a request. He's actually showing me wanting to do it on the furniture, but for some reason it feels like he's not allowed to do that, that he's been reprimanded. So he's saying, I really need to do this, so find me a way to be able to use it. He doesn't feel that other things work. There's not anything, unless it's the fabric in the side of the couch, or it is the cardboard thing that he's showing me, that's all he is saying will work. He's showing me, like, carpet stuff and other different simulated things won't work for him. He needs one of those two things.
Interesting.
He's saying that there is a bedroom that has a closet that he would really like to get into, but it's always shut.
The closet is?
The closet is always shut.
Okay.
And he wants access to that. There looks like there's shelving or, an organizer of some sort in the closet, so that'll give them an indication of which closet that he wants.
Mm.
He's talking about a female owner with short hair, and or somebody with short, light-colored hair that is around him. And he is saying that this person is kind of lost a little bit of their spark lately, and he senses that from them, and they feel like they're starting to recognize this and start to feel a little bit distraught about it because they feel like they're just not themselves. And he's saying that it is basically a hormonal imbalance that's occurring right now, and they shouldn't be worried that it's something external happening.
Hmm. So I don't know anybody in that environment that, I mean, he has really only one owner. And nobody that I know of that comes around has, you know, short, lighter hair.
Oh, okay. So this is female. She's relatively tall. She's got straight hair that goes to about her chin, and it is two-tone. It's like a brown with a mousy-colored yellow or blonde highlight. And her hair is straight. Her name starts with a G or a J, I believe, or it sounds like a G or a J sound.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she may know, but I know her family and everybody, and nobody comes to that.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So you'll have to relay that.
Yeah.
To the owner and see if that they recognize anybody with that description. She seems quite concerned about this person. That this person really needs to know that this is happening.
Okay.
That it is hormonal and it's not something else,
right.
And that she's okay.
Mm.
He says he likes toys that have springs on them with something on the end, because he likes to bat at things and see it go back and forth. Physically, I feel in his body that the right shoulder area is holding some discomfort and tension. So I would say that it would be a good idea for them to massage that area.
Hmm.
There's some just tight muscles in there. He seems to be quite happy where he is, other than the fact that, you know, he is saying that he's likes to get into trouble because it seems like he's a little bored. It seems like he has some energy to burn and there's nothing to do, so he's creating things. Did they have questions for him?
Well, I have. He's gone through a bit of a personality change. Not always, but I think she's been going away a lot. She has a boyfriend that's in the States, and he either comes there or she goes there. It comes here or she goes there. And I think she's been getting a lot of people to sort of look after him, and there's been some personality shifts within him, and I think that might be like, what does he need, or what can assist him with, you know, when she's not there, because I think, you know, she's busy a lot. She's in school, and then she goes away, you know, once a month or so.
Right, so a lot of the things that you're seeing could be, like he's saying, he's bored, he's got energy to burn, and he doesn't know what to do with himself, so you could be seeing different personality traits depending on how it would reflect his mood. What we can do is I do offer a distance healing that helps to clear emotional blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do that later on for him and basically figure out what emotions are being trapped in the body that's causing the disruption in his behavior or in his moods, and that will rebalance him. It's just like us, you know. If you have a lot of change or turmoil in your life, then you will have different emotions too. So he's not really speaking about it as being an issue other than he's bored. So to him, he must understand what is going on and why.
Okay.
So he's just probably acting out based on his emotion at the time. Because I'm asking him if he's got any issues with that, and he's basically saying, well, no, I understand what's going on.
And is he okay with the one person that's coming? Because I think maybe there might be, she's not quite the animal lover that some of the others have been, and I think he's a little skittish around her. Like, I think he's been aggressive to a few people, and that's not his typical.
He does say that he has an issue with protection in the home, as far as if somebody just gives them a heads up as to who's coming, that would be better. If they just say, so-and-so's coming to take care of you while I'm away, like if his owner just said that,
mm-hmm.
Then that would help a lot, because if strange people are coming into the home and he doesn't expect them, then yeah, he's going to be defensive and protective.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, he doesn't, honestly, he does not seem to have a concern about exactly what's happening. He knows what's happening. There is somebody with dark hair that comes in that is doesn't know what to do with him and is almost hesitant towards him. So he then figures there's something wrong, and he doesn't know why that person comes. But
right,
he's also talking about being somebody keeping him in one specific place for some reason. He's not allowed to. It's like they're putting him in a room.
Oh.
And he's... I'm not quite sure what he means by that, but he didn't like that, whatever occurred there. Or he was put in a separate room for some reason when there was other people around.
Oh, yeah. That might have happened just recently with somebody who had allergies. But.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like he's locked in the room and he just doesn't understand why, but there's other people in the house and he can hear them. So to him, that's confusing. So we can just relay that to him, that they just had allergies and it was nothing that he did.
No.
Sometimes that can be confusing for animals.
Sure.
You know, okay, you're locking me up. What did I do wrong?
But
it's just a matter of, and when we talk to our animals and you just talk out loud to them, if you just explain to them, then it's much better for them. They'll understand. Then that doesn't leave them hanging like this, going, well, why would they do that to me?
Right.
Yeah, I think that the energy healing would really help him to eliminate those emotions. And the other thing that she can do is maybe just get him some rescue remedy and some red chestnut, which are both made by Bach Flower. And you can get them at your local health food store.
Mm-hmm.
And the rescue remedy is just very calming and helps with anxiety. And the red chestnut helps with concerns over other people or separation.
Hmm.
Those would both work. And she can, or the owner, or whoever's watching, can put them right in the water or put the drops on their hand and just stroke it over top of Gabriel's fur.
Right. Cool. I used to put them right in his mouth. So that's not a good idea. Not Gabriel, but my own.
Yeah, you can. You know what?
They don't like it so much.
Putting it in the water seems to be typically what people recommend.
Mm.
But it's been my experience over the years that it works much quicker when you put it into their energy field. So you don't need to soak them down with it. You just need to put it on your hands, kind of gently rub your hands together, and then stroke down their coat lightly as if you're petting them, or don't even have to directly touch them, just kind of skim the fur. Sometimes just rub behind the ears, rub on the chest if you can. That's another way to do it as well. If they don't like the odor, you can always take some distilled water, put about 10 drops in the distilled water, and then use that instead, because it's still the same potency. It's just the way vibrational essences work. It won't hurt it at all, but then the smell is not so strong.
Mm-hmm. And so really it's just about putting it in their energy field, not so much getting them to consume it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yes, because it works quicker on animals topically, because it works from the outside and then works inward. And then whatever's irritating them starts to dissipate from the outside and then works in. If you put it internally, it has to go through the internal organs and then work outward. You could even do both if you want to try and, you know, cover everything at once. But you'll see that if you usually put flower essences on your hands and stroke through an energy field of an animal, you'll usually see a positive response very quickly rather than when they ingest it. It takes a lot longer to notice it.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I learned something. Very cool. Very cool. Well, there you go. Gabriel. So he's okay, mostly.
I think he is. Yeah, he at least understands what's going on.
It's just a big cat. he's not fat or anything. He's just really long.
Solid. Yeah.
Like, really long.
He's got a great personality.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like to be pushed around. That's the only thing. So if people respect him, he'll respect other people. But if they start to push and prod or do something that he doesn't like, then, yeah, that's when he's going to react to them, I guess is the right term. So anybody who's watching him just needs to respect him and talk to him. And he's not stupid by any means. He's very intelligent. And he totally is telling me. He totally and completely understands words. So if they just tell him what's going on, it'll make his life and their life a lot easier.
Very cool.
He doesn't seem to have any issues with people where he says he doesn't like them or doesn't want them around, but he reads people very well, so anything that comes out in him is just a reflection of what he's reading in the people. Does that make sense?
It does. Very cool. Yeah, he's a cool cat. He's a cool cat. All right, so you want to move on now? So he said his piece?
Yes, yeah, good. He's good.
Cool. So let's move on to Rowan.
Okay, Rowan is a female, correct?
Yes.
The first thing that she tells me right off the bat is that she has sensitive ears and that loud noises scare her. She seems that she is a little bit on edge from banging any loud noise. Irritates her. She says that she has a great life, that everything is good, except for she doesn't like a lot of people coming and going. She is very private and personal and prefers just to not have so much happening in her household.
Just like her mom.
She says that her mom talks to her a lot. She does talk to her in a funny voice, though, and she wonders why she does that. She shows like her voice is kind of going squeaky. It's not normal when she talks to her, but she understands what she's being told. She just says that sometimes she gets... Oh, that's interesting. The other one wants more information, and this one says she gets too much information because it's like a running dialogue rather than pinpointed, and then Rowan says that she kind of gets lost in exactly what the point was.
Cute.
She shows a bed that has a white cover on it and requests a pink blanket.
Really?
Oh, she would really, really like tuna as a treat. She's saying she wants the real stuff, not flavored tuna products. She wants real tuna. And she shows her mom hand-feeding her. Somebody hand-feeding her, and she says she really enjoys that. And she'd like to do more of that. What's her owner's first name?
Alicia.
Does she have a brother or a male that's close to her? Who, that's personal, I'm sorry. Okay, just the brother or this male that's close to her is going through a lot of personal issues right now.
Okay.
And seems to be in quite a bit of turmoil over something, so that's, I can't elaborate, that's not fair, because it's rather personal, so we'll have to do that at another time.
I'm assuming it's George, which is her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she does want to know how she feels about George, or if there's anything that she... I mean, George has severe allergies to her, so at this time.
It just feels like there's a lot of turmoil and dispute over something between the two of them. So it could be that. It could be actually the cat, or it could be some other things that are happening. I'm trying not to pull out the information because I don't want to infringe on their privacy, but I'll see what she just says about him in general. No, there's more going on that is not connected. It's not to do with his allergies. There's something else going on in his life. And once he deals with those outside, outside influences or outside situations, then their relationship will be better. There just feels like there's a little bit of a strain because some outside stresses are existing. Rowan basically says that's, she doesn't really have a lot to do with him, so it doesn't bother her either way. She does say that she loves her mom and just wants what's best for her mom, so whatever that is, she'll put up with it or deal with it.
Nice.
Whatever she has to do. She's quite fine to be off on her own or be segmented away if that need be when this man is around.
Okay.
She's okay with that. She's very independent and doesn't mind being on her own at all.
If she hasn't mentioned anything. There's a roommate with a huge Great Dane, so she hasn't mentioned anything about the dog. I don't think they get along very well, but maybe they just play. I don't know.
I don't think that they interact very much.
Well, he chases her, but
she doesn't feel like that's part of where she...
No, she hangs out mostly in the bedroom.
I was going to say that. She doesn't feel like that's part of where she lives. So, to her, she's got her own space.
Right.
It doesn't feel like there's... No, she says it's fine. She's got her own space, so she feels quite comfortable there. The only thing she reiterates that to tell them to watch the noise level.
Right.
She's fearful of the noise, and she's got a little bit of achiness in the left ear.
Oh.
Her hearing is very acute, so she's very sensitive, so that's why she tends to... feels like she's reacting to noise. She is also talking a little bit about her thyroid in that... Do you know how old she is?
She's young.
Yeah.
She's just turned a year.
Okay, so going forward, that the thyroid may become an issue. I should watch for that.
Okay.
She's already having temperature fluctuations. She's cute. She's got a lot of love. She's very... she loves affection and loves attention and... but likes one-on-one better than anything. She doesn't like a lot of, again, she said that earlier, she doesn't like a lot of interaction or overstimulation.
Right.
The one-on-one seems to work really good for her.
Now, Alicia's going to be moving, and there was at one point moving in with her boyfriend, which meant Rowan wasn't going to be coming, but now she's decided to move in on her own, so... the noise will decrease dramatically because it'll just be her. Will she be okay with all this? And there are going to be times when she's going to be left, you know, alone. And, you know, who would she like to look after her? Or is there anything that she's, you know, going through?
She's absolutely fine with that. She doesn't mind being on her own at all. She can... certainly handle herself, and she's fine. Like she said, she's independent of herself. Sorry. And was she thinking about giving her to another female?
She was.
Yeah. She said that if she had to, that would have been okay because she likes that person. That person is very sweet, kind, sensitive, very gentle, and she's okay. But her heart would ache for her mom. So she's very happy to hear that her mom is going to take her with her because she's still, at this point, she says she still feels that it's still undecided. So maybe her mom has decided, but maybe she's got some second, you know, thoughts in the back of her head where she's still contemplating it.
Yeah, I mean, she's made a commitment now to move, like, it's at the end of the month, so she is moving, and she will be going to, like, a basement apartment, which she's pretty happy about, but...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So whatever, or, you know, whatever the second thoughts are, or if she's thinking of that in the future, what she's going to do with her, with the boyfriend involved, or
yes.
whatever, but she's feeling that sensation, but she's glad that, because she says, like... She would rather be with her mom,
mm-hmm.
and she does refer to her as mom, which is nice, because not all pets do that. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
they call them by name, but that shows a lot of affection and a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like she has been with her mom a long time, even though she's young. She feels like, I mean, that's who she knows, and that's who she's committed to, and that's who she feels secure with.
Was she with her before?
Yes. Yeah, they've been together before.
Yeah.
So this isn't new. So it's still important. She says it's still important for them to be together. They're not done whatever they need to. But she would, if she has to go to this other girl, then she will still have interaction with her mom. So it would not be a total loss, but it's not definitely not going to be something that she would like.
Right.
She also says the name Lisa, so I don't know who Lisa is, but... Lisa feels distant. She needs to, her owner needs to connect with Lisa. She feels like somebody that's, doesn't live close.
Okay.
But needs to, her owner needs to call Lisa and talk to Lisa.
Hmm.
It's important. Was there other questions?
Yes, she says she's very, very, very vocal. And she's wondering what that's all about and why she's making so much noise all the time. But she makes a lot of noise.
Yeah. She's just talking back to her owner because her owner talks to her a lot. So she's just talking back. That's all. That's just, she figures that she can understand her owner, so her owner should be able to understand her.
I see.
She's almost showing me that she sometimes mimics her owner back. So if her owner can consciously try to use a normal voice when she's talking to her and make things more specific, she likes the conversation, but she says when it's important, you know, make sure that it's condensed.
Okay.
She says she just sometimes just doesn't get it. She doesn't understand, but she thinks that her... owner should understand her back too, so she's yapping away to her, but a lot of the times it's not important things, it's just regular stuff, you know, that she hears her owner talk to her, so she just responds.
Very cute. So she's not upset or anything, she's just chatting.
Yeah, no, she's talking to her about whatever's happening in the moment, right? So, you've been gone for 3 hours, what were you doing? Do you know that I sat here and I'm hungry and it's an hour past my mealtime and, you know, stuff like that. Just
cute.
Regular old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not feeling that there's anything detrimental that she needs to tell her owner. Other than she wants her to know that she loves her and that there's purpose for them to be together and they're not done.
Mm. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. She's a cutie.
She's a cutie.
She could use aspen or... No, she should use mimolus, which is a flower essence for fear of known things. It's the noise, but again... The ear sensitivity is an issue, so always, especially high-pitched noises are an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So watch the music level or any noises, like the whistling of a kettle, that kind of a noise
mm-hmm.
is high-pitched. So watch those type of noises around her, because she'll be very sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, you know how sometimes when we hear things and it kind of makes our skin crawl, well, that's her hair stands on end, you know, it's like, ugh, that just... sounds horrible to her. Lower registered tones resonate better with her.
Cool. Okay. So let's move on to our third. our last one, our last big boy.
Excellent. That was Rocky.
That's Rocky.
Do you know how old Rocky is?
Yeah, Rocky's probably 18, 19.
Hmm. He's still very young in spirit, though.
Oh, really?
He's got a lot of... a young heart, basically. He's very aware, alert, very connected, very strong, reads people very easily. He's got an all-over body ache, like we would get when we have the flu. He's got a swollen lymphatic system, which usually means the body's fighting something off. He says his eyes hurt. His eyes are sore, like I don't know exactly what's going on, but I can only feel what they feel, so I don't exactly know what's happening, like from a medical standpoint, but I can tell you their response and how they feel. And the sensation that he shows me is the feeling that you get when you have bleeding behind the eyes. Or your eyes are very strained for some reason, why you've been staring at something for a long period of time and your eyes are just, you know, achy. It's that kind of a sensation. I would say that I would get his eyes checked if they haven't been checked recently, if that's possible. Okay. He feels like something's happened to his purr, or his vocal ability.
He's deaf, so I don't think he can hear
himself. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he went deaf maybe last year.
Oh. Yeah, because he says it sounds really low. Kind of raspy. That would make sense. Okay. I'm just trying to pick up what he, if he hears anything. And he does hear tones, like almost like air movement.
Okay.
So there is still some kind of vibration there that's going on.
Okay.
I don't think he's
completely
deaf, where I think he's still feeling a vibration.
So can you tell him that it's not that there's anything wrong with his purr, it's just that he can't really hear it?
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a very unique perspective, eh?
Yeah, it's very sweet.
He's saying that if there's anything he needs to tell his owners, is don't move him. He hates to be moved. Yeah, he's saying don't move me, don't pick me up if I'm laying down, just leave me there. He says that he really does not like that when he gets moved.
Now, is his body ache, could it be like his fur is starting to mat a lot? Like, would it be beneficial for him to get shaved or anything? Like, because he's, like I said, he's getting older, so he's not grooming himself the way he would, and I think that might be causing some body ache, maybe too, I don't know. But I do know that if fur starts to get matted, that's really uncomfortable for cats.
Yeah, the shaving issue is kind of another thing, too, because that's, for him, that would be, he'd feel degraded.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, that's really hard. He seems to be such a proud boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's so beautiful.
Yeah, and that would make him feel very self-conscious. I don't know if you can somehow clip it out, or rather than just to shave it totally, that I wouldn't completely shave him. He also, I don't think he would be comfortable that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if they can somehow clip the clumps out rather than just, you know, kind of do the whole thing.
Right.
But it's like his aching, I think, is separate from that. Okay. I think it's an overall body ache, like it doesn't feel, like I say, it's like we had the flu, but I also feel his glands are swollen, so I would say that there's something his body is fighting off right now.
Yeah, he's been on medication, but I'm not quite sure what it's for. Unless I'm just thinking of the other one, I can't remember now.
Well,
I think he's had thyroid problems. Oh, he has had thyroid problems, yeah.
Okay. So they could be symptoms of anything, really, but they could also be symptoms of medication, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. you take medication, it makes the body feel achy. He's just basically saying that he just feels all over as if he has the flu. And he's felt like that for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Reiki would be good for him.
Mm.
But I would not, if they're getting anybody to do Reiki. Or
they someone. Both can yeah. do Reiki on him, so.
So one hand at a distance.
Oh, okay. Not right on him.
Right.
Okay.
He goes back to telling me that he wants to make sure that they realize that he's a very good judge of character and he reads people well. So when they see a response from him connected to somebody else in his environment, then he's trying to tell them what that person's all about.
Cool.
He says he's kind of since he was about 15, he's kind of slacked a little bit in what his role was, but he felt his role was definitely to be a protector.
Hmm.
He says he prefers soft food.
I think that's all he's eating.
Yeah, right? That's all he would like to eat. He needs some oils in his diet. Some omega-3s and salmon oil would be really good. He shows a fluctuation in his digestive tract. Sometimes he's absolutely fine, and sometimes for some reason, no, he's correcting me. Sorry, it's not for some reason, it's stress that causes him to have a little bit of an upset stomach.
Mm.
He gets stressed by change. He doesn't like change.
Mm.
So he's saying the more consistent things can be, the better it is for him. He's talking about other animals being around.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, quite a few of them. But mm-hmm. he somehow...
You read his big sister the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, he somehow feels like he sits above them.
Yes, I'm sure. Because he's the old man of the house.
So he's quite fine with that. They don't really bother him or irritate him. He's quite comfortable with the dynamics of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He just shows that he kind of sits back and he watches them all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dog that is really high-strung, lots of energy.
Yeah, she's the big girl that you read.
Is that the one
time.
That I read?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he sees her in a different perspective, but yes.
Yes, totally. because I can't remember, because I do so many readings that, of course, it doesn't stay within my head, but he's showing me that this dog is needs to calm down. In the house, the dog is too rambunctious, and there's no control. So he's saying that they need to control the dog because the dog gets away with way too much. It's like almost like there's certain rules in the house that you need to follow, and they're Rocky's rules.
Rocky's rules, yes.
And he's not following them. So they need to get him to calm down. It's just something about his tail's always going, and it's
She's got a really big tail. So when it goes, it goes.
It's apparently really annoying for Rocky.
Sure is. Very cute.
He's also saying that he would like more light in the house, that for some reason where he sleeps a lot, it feels like a living room area. There feels like a TV there.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels dark a lot.
Mm.
And he's saying, please open it up and get more light.
Hmm. Okay.
I think, for some reason, he thinks that, he's saying, he gets the impression that his owners don't want to disturb him and they try to keep it dark, but he wants it bright.
Oh. Okay. I don't know if that's true, but that may be.
Yeah. It feels like there's something that they're doing on purpose, and he's saying, no, lighten it up, brighten it up, don't worry. He's saying one of his owners either already does this or should do this. He's showing them connected to running exercise.
Hmm.
One of his owners is more quiet and subdued than the other. So the one who is more kind of in your face, that's the one who needs the exercise.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Kind of makes sense to me, but, you know.
he's saying not exercise because of a weight issue, but exercise because of... Because
she's not following Rocky's rules?
Yeah. Well, no, he's just basically saying for her metabolism and for the well-being of her body that running seems to be good for some reason. It doesn't have to be a lot, but it will help to keep things circulating in the body. It just shows me like an arrows rotating. Like when animals communicate, they communicate in different ways. It's either pictures, feeling sensations, words, that sort of thing. I mainly get pictures, symbols, feelings. So he's showing me like her running and then like arrows pointing around. So it's like a circular thing. Something to be connected with her body that needs to have this circulation happening.
Cool.
So that's his advice to her.
Cool.
He feels that he's saying that they know that he loves them both very much, and he shouldn't need to tell them that, but he's going to tell them that anyways. He's got quite the personality. He is definitely the master of his domain and feels like that's exactly where he should be.
Now, they're obviously concerned because his health has been, you know, deteriorating and he's getting older. And, you know, is he planning on hanging around for a bit longer? Does he, you know, is he planning on coming back?
He says he has no plans of going anywhere just yet. When he does go, it's going to be really quick all of a sudden.
Mm.
He's going to deteriorate. It's going to hit them really quickly. Because he's just going to make up his mind. Okay, now's the time. Done. But he says that... together, his owners have a mission to do together. It's something that they develop and they work with together. And they haven't achieved that yet. So he feels that that's important. He says if they don't achieve that within a certain time frame, he will return to them because for some reason he needs to help them with that. But otherwise, other than that, he's not quite decided just yet.
I see.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what he means by that, but there's something that they're going to do together that is very important. But it's them working together on something. He's telling me they need to figure it out. He feels like they're a little bit behind in this, too. That they're not exactly where they should be. One of them is very meticulous and pays a lot of attention to details, overanalyzes things, sits in things too long.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, tell them to try to let that go. If it's not important, drop it. Really, he says, they should ask themselves every time, is this really important? And if it's not, drop it, move on. Because of this perception that they have, they're putting their journey or their progression, they're delaying it. They're causing interference from being too concerned and too meticulous in a lot of areas that are not necessary.
Mm.
There's something about a concern for small children that the owners have a lot of compassion for small children,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of concern for small children, and they want to almost save the world and help the kids, you know. And he says they will. They will help the kids, and that they have a lot of great ideas, and that they can impact really strongly, and they should continue to act on that. He gets very emotional where it's connected to this, because there's a lot of emotion and determination and a lot of desire attached to it. If this isn't come to light right now, it will shortly.
Cool.
This will open up for them. He says he hates green. Don't put green around him.
Okay. He hates green. That's cute.
He also talks about there's a hallway that has a picture in it, and it looks like a landscape picture. There's a tree or something. I'm not sure what's in the picture. It looks like spooky things. It's not clear. He's showing it to me, but it's blurred, so I can't really see what it is, but I think it's supposed to be a picture of landscape with a tree. I'm not sure. But he wants that removed. He doesn't like that picture at all.
I see.
And don't put it up anywhere.
Well, he does have rules.
he's saying that he misses more quality one-on-one time with them, and he'd like them to each individually sit with him and not hold him, but stroke him.
Mm.
Wherever he is, just come and sit beside him and just lightly stroke him. He says that he really prefers light touch than anything else. It's nice, soft, light stroking. And he says they shouldn't worry so much. He's absolutely fine. He feels their empathy when they look at him.
Mm.
And he says that he doesn't want them to feel that way.
Mm.
They can feel love for him, but they shouldn't feel any sorrow or pity towards him, because that bothers him. He feels like he has a lot of dignity and a lot of strength, and he just always wants to be remembered that way.
Mm.
He says he's very bossy. He knows he is, but that's his personality, and they already are used to that, and that's not going to go anywhere. He's also talking about some environmental pollutants close to where they live.
Okay.
That's not healthy. It's something that's getting put into the air so that everybody's breathing it in.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure what that is, but he's just saying it's a pollutant, and it just... Hopefully the levels don't get any stronger, because he's already showing that there's a little bit of upset stomach being caused in animals from it.
Hmm. Well, they're close to the Don Valley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's something being emitted in the air, so that could be... If they have a filter in the home, or if they can get a filter in the home, that would be good.
Okay.
An air filter, help things a little bit. Yeah, he says he's good otherwise, and they shouldn't worry so much.
Cool. Well, Sheila, what a wonderful interview. You've been very gracious in offering incredible advice. So this is what Sheila does all the time, and if you have a pet and you want to know more information about your pet, you know, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my website, which is petpsychic.ca, and they could also call me, 705-458-1156.
And an email address?
It's sheila@sheilatrecarton.com, which may be difficult for people to spell.
Well, so it'll be on the webpage.
If they go to the webpage, they can access me through there. Might be easier.
All right.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Definitely, they can feel free to contact me with questions or any concerns. I also teach animal communication, so that's another option for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that it is something that you can learn, and that we all have different levels of ability towards it, and then we just need to reawaken it and practice it in order to develop it. So, another thought.
and a great thought, because I think a lot of people can benefit from, you know, taking a class. I mean, I know that when it's your own animal, sometimes it's hard to read because we're personally attached. I think it's the same with, you know, building and developing your own intuition. It's hard to read on your own, on yourself versus other people. But I think, you know, when it's not something that is emotionally attached or emotionally charged, it's probably a really great way to learn to communicate with your animals.
Yeah, it's excellent. It will only help make this a better world for us all to live in and coexist with the animals. Because if they can read our thoughts, remember, they communicate through telepathy. So everything that is in your mind and in anybody's mind that they've ever come in contact, they now know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they often talk about people or places or things that they've never actually seen themselves, because they've seen it through somebody else's mind thoughts. But it will just increase, definitely, our communication within the world, and we'd so understand the animals better, and we'd have such a deeper, stronger compassion and love for them and an interaction with them if everybody could communicate. That's my goal. Hopefully one day everybody will be able to do it.
Well, they're so, you know, of anything. I mean, they just offer pure, unconditional love more than we've probably ever gotten from, you know, people.
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, a lot of people do say that they would rather be with their pet than another person. So that says it all right there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did interview Dee Siet a couple weeks ago, where she was talking about the grief counseling that she does with animals.
Right.
And so that, you know, fills in too. But, you know, it's amazing that we have the capacity to have, you know, such gentle, loving souls in our lives, and we don't always realize the gift that they bring to us as well as, you know, to everybody.
Yes, that's well put. they are a lot more intuitive, a lot more aware, a lot more intelligent than what we give them credit for a lot of times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people say, oh, he's just doing that because he's a dog. Well, no, that's just a cat, or they have a lot going on in their little minds, and if you could just tap into that, you'd be surprised. As you can hear, the, you know, concern isn't always necessarily about their own well-being. It's about others around them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always about their own four walls and food and, you know, play, sleep. It's well expanded.
Mm-hmm. And you say that animals usually communicate through visions. Is that true, or?
They communicate through telepathy, which is a combination of things.
Okay.
They basically read your mind. So if you send them thought patterns or images, then they'll pick up on that. And I often tell people, my clients, okay, if you want to try it for yourself, just imagine, be somewhere else in your house, and imagine your pet coming to you. And if you do that continually over and over for a few minutes, then all of a sudden your pet will pick that up, and 9 times out of 10 will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying anything out loud, no gestures being made, just because you're thinking about it in your head, and they pick up that thought process. Now, you do have to have an open heart to communicate with the animals to send the message effectively, but they'll get it in some form or another. And yes, they do, depending on the person, everybody receives and sends in a slightly different way, just like the animals. Some people are more comfortable with you know, pictures. Some people are more comfortable with feeling sensations.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do a combination. Some people actually hear complete sentences and words. I am pretty much a mix of that, where I send the feeling along with the picture, and that's how I receive it back. And odd times I'll get words or names, and it's not my strong point. I mean, when I get a name, it might be, I might hear Jerry and it's Terry, you know,
right.
Somewhere close to it anyways. But the pets will pretty much, they all have their own personalities, and they will all communicate in different ways as well, just slightly. Mm-hmm. And it's like you and I talking or meeting anybody. Sometimes you just resonate with somebody and you can communicate with them very easily, and sometimes it's a little bit more difficult. But, and that happens with the pets as well. But there is still communication going on.
Cool. So there you go. So you should take some of Sheila's classes to learn about how to communicate with your animals, or get Sheila to talk to your loved one and find out what's going on with them. But I think it's always a great just way to get confirmation and just to know what's going on, because we don't often think about it, and we just not aware.
That's true. Awareness, for sure.
Awareness. Well, thank you, Sheila. It's been a pleasure again, and we'll have you back soon.
Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you for everybody who's listening, and hopefully they've gained a little bit more information and knowledge with animal communication.
And the other thing, obviously, is when you do a reading for other people, quite often those that are listening will connect in with, you know, their own pet in a way that allows them to have a better understanding too. So it may have felt like we were reading for three specific cats, but often what happens is we resonate, our energy resonates, and we hear what we're supposed to hear from listening to the advice that you've been giving.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll have you back soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Lori.
Okay.